Now we will turn our attention to budget cuts, specifically to libraries. Several libraries across the state are facing such budget cuts. To save money, many services went online. But how do libraries handle patrons with no access to the internet? Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner found out how COVID-19 is affecting what our libraries can provide.
Hear that? That's the sound of a library. And sure, libraries are supposed to be quiet places, but right now it's extra quiet. Before COVID-19 health restrictions, the Riverton Library was seeing 450 people on average per day, with a staff of 10 assistant librarians. Sherry Haskins is the branch manager at Riverton Public Library.
Once we started going through the budget cuts and working on our fiscal budget as is for 2021, we had to reduce that staff to 4, including, and with me, that makes a staff of 5 people.
Haskins has been working here for 22 years. The budget here has been cut by 30%, the highest of any library system in the state. And while some libraries can use reserves in the interim, next year's budget brings with it a lot of uncertainty. Johnson, Uinta, Lincoln, and Crook counties also took substantial cuts to their budgets. Jamie Marcus is the state librarian in Cheyenne, and he says that normally when the state falls on economic hard times, visits to the library go up.
But again, overall, our libraries are looking at a rather significant cut next year or mid-year. It just sort of depends on how tax revenues start to show up.
Libraries can provide free internet that people need when they're out of work to search for jobs.
It's natural that most folks who may lose an income or are looking at a reduced income may cut back services to their home, whether that be cable, internet, or for goodness sakes, food, unfortunately. So the public library becomes a place for those affected individuals to go to, again, use a public access computer to work on their resume, to take a course from the public library on how to write a resume, to visit one of the various programs that will take place in the library to talk about workforce service options.
But now with budgets in flux and COVID-19 restrictions, providing these services are becoming tricky. Marcus also says that libraries are important because they provide information to relevant health and safety regulations that are in constant flux due to COVID-19. On average, per day, 12,500 items were being checked out across the state before COVID. And while some counties have seen an uptick in how many materials are being checked out due to people staying in, other programming has had to disappear or move online. Jacob Mickelson is the president of the Wyoming Library Association and the director of the Carbon County Public Library. Mickelson says it is hard to tally the exact economic boost that a library can provide its community, but remains positive about how the future looks for the state's libraries.
There's an additional vital service that involves putting people inside of our facilities, and I think that is going to be the biggest hurdle we have to overcome until COVID goes away.
Mickelson says many counties have upgraded their offerings online, and since the librarians across the state stay in constant contact with each other, most have found their footing to keep people safe for the next few months. Back in Riverton, being short-staffed has drastically affected the help Haskins and her employees can provide. Fremont County provides library assistance to the surrounding area of Pavilion, Shoshone, and the Wind River Indian Reservation. Haskins says Riverton Library is busy trying to help new patrons apply for COVID-19 stimulus money.
We are seeing more people that have never been on a computer before because you can't do anything without an email address.
Haskins says that libraries are needed more than ever as a resource for the Riverton community. And she questions where else people could go for help if the library had to shut its doors again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.